Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Some congressional Democrats want to make it a federal crime to threaten or attack a working journalist. Among those leading this push is Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who is on our newsline from Washington. Senator, why do you see a need for this proposed Journalist Protection Act?
Unfortunately and tragically, there have been recent incidents of attacks on journalists, even during their news gathering work. And equally unfortunately, the President of the United States has condoned, even encouraged, these attacks by some of his rhetoric and then the video, which he has seemingly accepted. He's never personally condemned it, showing his attacking journalists by using knives and guns. It's absolutely abhorrent. And we want to send a message that threatening, intimidating, and attacking journalists has no place in this country.
No direct condemnation from the president, although a spokesperson has said the president condemns the video. Why the distinction of making assaults on or threats against working journalists a federal crime?
These kinds of assaults on individuals normally would not be a federal crime. They'd be prosecuted at the state or local level. But news gathering, as an exercise of the First Amendment, is really quintessentially a federally protected and a matter of national interest. And so we want to make clear to everyone that attacks on working journalists or threats and intimidation against them has no place in this country, but also no place at political rallies where the president has actually overtly encouraged them to take place. And we're going into the campaign season when a lot more of these campaign rallies are going to be occurring.
How would you answer those who say it's already against the law to threaten or assault someone and that journalists should not be a protected class?
Journalists deserve no special protection, but exercise of the First Amendment, news gathering, and informing the American people is very much a federal interest. There may be laws like in Connecticut or New York that punish attacks generically, but they're state laws and they carry state penalties. This measure would have a specific federal penalty, fines, and imprisonment in the event of these attacks.
It is called the Journalist Protection Act. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. Take care.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.